Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We have Limerick greeting cards there for a birthday, his and her, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, win or lose, we celebrate. Get your bundle of limericks. Don't worry about buying greeting cards for the rest of the year. Fritzy's done a wonderful job with his limericks. Thank you, Todd.
I enjoyed it.
All right. There's tension in the room because we're running out of football during the week. And this is one of those where you go, maybe you and your significant other can maybe, I don't know, get on the same page.
Too soon.
Yeah. Where last night you're watching the bowl game. Maybe you didn't watch the bowl game. I did. But it's where you go, you know, we should probably find a new show. How about that, hun? A new series to dive into. So I know two of the Danettes did that last night where you're going, you know, maybe watch just a little bit of football and then maybe we find a new series, a new show. Right, Seton?
That's why football is actually perfect because you could watch the first quarter, then say, hey, babe, why don't we put on that show that you like and you watch an hour of that and then you're back into the game for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the whole story.
I like it. I like the philosophy there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's a smart strategy. The Tax Act Texas Bowl was not a burner early. So maybe around 8:15 Eastern, you say, hon, Law & Order SVU? That's 55 minutes. You can get right back for the third quarter in case, you know, LSU makes a comeback.
Yeah, which they didn't. Kansas State, my Wildcats dominated LSU. Didn't LSU win the national title 2 years ago? They could barely field a team last night. What the hell happened? They had like 36 players there. Coach is gone. You got Brian Kelly and his accent are in town. But he wasn't coaching. That was weird because his replacement at Notre Dame coached Notre Dame in their bowl game, but he didn't coach LSU in their bowl game. But is he at practice all week? Does he have a clipboard, a golf cart, a visor on, and then, come on, let's go! Or is he just monitoring from afar? Is he up on some platform, some structure? They're just observing there. But he did talk about, his accent last night. He was upstairs. He was in the booth for that. Now, if you don't remember, it was a month ago when Brian Kelly was introduced at a basketball game at LSU, and he unveiled a new accent. Now, he was in South Bend, but it sounds like South Bend was a little more south than we thought.
Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
My hope is that he is a manager of a Premier League team. Like, after LSU in football, and then he's Ted Lasso, and then he's got a bit of an accent.
Worried about getting sacked.
Yes.
Every time I hear it, I think they hired James Carville to be the offensive coordinator at LSU.
And then there was last night. Yes, Eaton.
You know, actually, the most troubling thing about that soundbite, now that I listen back to it, isn't that he has a Southern accent all of a sudden. Yeah. It's that he goes, and I haven't even won all my games yet. Why in the world would you say something like that? You're not going to win all of your games.
Well, here is Brian Kelly from last night.
Listen, whether it was dancing or I couldn't get my accent down with family. Listen, I'm from Boston. We don't have strong accents. And by the way, you cannot get on me about my accent because you got one too.
Okay, I hope he's joking there. I assume he's joking when he talks about a Boston accent. We don't really have a strong accent there in Boston.
My family.
When I say. Why wasn't he coaching last night? You're on the job.
I'm fixing to coach real soon. I'm fixing to.
LSU, the artist formerly known as.
Wild.
It was 2 years ago. They won a national title. They got embarrassed last night by Kansas State. Welcome to the program, already in progress. We've been talking about a lot of things, including could Jim Harbaugh maybe go back to the NFL? One voter doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that as well. Phone calls are always welcome. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Our good buddy Nick Wright from Fox Sports a little later on. The great Al Michaels will stop by as well. Baker Mayfield shut down his season, or did the Browns shut down their season with Baker Mayfield? Why now? What's changed from last week to this week? You weren't going to play in the playoffs. You weren't playoff eligible last week. You were already injured, been injured most of the season, and now it's surgery time. Now you're going to have it? Why not play in the season finale? I'm trying to figure out what is the motivation here. I mentioned that Baker has played through pain. He reminds us he's played through pain. Seems to try to leverage that as if to say, give me a hall pass this entire season. That's fine if the Browns, if that's what they want to do. I'm just trying to figure out who's calling the shots here. Because I would have shut down Baker Mayfield a while ago. But he wanted to play. Now he doesn't want to play. Now you want to have surgery. You wanted to play against the Steelers. You don't want to play against the Ravens. Okay. I don't know. I shouldn't say the Ravens. Who do the Browns play? It's Roethlisberger against the Ravens. But I don't know whose call it was or is, but it seems like it's Baker Mayfield's. Yeah, Paulie.
Bengals at Browns.
Bengals at Browns. Okay. I knew it was in the division, or at least I thought it was. But don't you want to play in that game too? I'm figuring that maybe you don't want to play in that game. Because you got Joe Burrow on the other side. You don't want to look bad here.
I think you just nailed it. I didn't realize it until who they're playing.
Yeah.
Cross-state rival. You're going to get housed.
Well, who knows? Because I don't know. You know, the Bengals have already won their division. I don't know what the motivation is or the seeding. But, yeah, I'm just wondering this. This still fascinates me far more than it should about Baker Mayfield and his future. You got one more year in his contract. I think it's $18 million. Okay. That's a good price for a good quarterback. But I don't know if it's weird. We like you at this price. But if you were more, we might not like you. Because the Bears had to do this with Mitchell Trubisky, who, by the way, has better numbers career-wise than Baker Mayfield, or at least equal. And they cut him loose. They had to go, okay, is he our future? No, he's not. Is Baker Mayfield the Browns' future? And that's the big question that is sort of lingering there. I can go back to what he's done before, and he has put up impressive numbers. You know, they could have beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They had their chance. There's star power there. There's just not star numbers there. And that's the big issue that I have with this. Does he think he's better than what he is? Do the Browns think he's better than what he is? The media's expectations here. Remember, it was get rid of Odell Beckham. Hey, now we're going to solve all of this. I didn't think it was a good mix marriage to begin with Baker and Odell, because Odell wanted to prove to everybody that he's still an elite wide receiver. And he's doing pretty well in L.A. Now you're going to say to Baker Mayfield, hey, you got to feed me the ball. I mean, I got to prove all these people wrong, including the New York Giants. Well, Baker acquiesced to him, and I understand that. And Odell can be an elite wide receiver. But it just felt like the game plan, play calling was different. And you should have been a run-first team. Offensive line was depleted. You lose Odell. It just, they weren't on the same page. Defensively, you have Myles Garrett. You have a couple of really good, impactful defensive players. But I think they're kind of stuck in neutral right now. We know the Bengals are ascending. Pittsburgh's going to regroup. I mean, Pittsburgh and Cleveland are similar in my opinion. Like, you have a good running back. You've got a really good defensive player. You have some skilled position players. But you have questions at the quarterbacking position. Well, Ben Roethlisberger is at the end of his career. Baker's at the beginning of his career. But his career will hinge on next season. If he plays well, he'll probably get that big contract. If he doesn't, he might be Mitchell Trubisky, where he goes someplace else, and then he waits a year or two. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Ryan Tannehill had to do that after he left the Dolphins. This is sort of what happens. You're either elite, getting the contract extension, or you're let go and you become a backup quarterback. There's no middle ground here, because the way football is structured, the way these agents have gone after, I'm the next guy up after that rookie contract, instead of saying, hey, give me $26 million, $28 million. But agents aren't going to do that. But if you did that and became a little more team friendly, then maybe you keep Baker Mayfield at that price. But I always find that fascinating. Like, at what point do you go, $29 million? No, we can't go. What? How about 28? Okay, 28. All right, might be able to make that work. It's just, you're going to be paying 45, and Baker Mayfield is not worth 45. Yeah, Paul.
One thing that's a little saucy, the Steelers right now pick 17th in the NFL draft. Cleveland's at 13. They weren't expecting to be in the top 15 this year. Mac Jones, wasn't he the 15th pick last year?
Yeah.
There are a few quarterbacks that may not be floating around the top 10 that might be available.
Yeah, I don't know. I what I would do is, and I know that they're in the market for, or at least want to be in the market for Deshaun Watson. I know that. The question is, everybody is sort of kind of figuring out, when are these, you know, civil lawsuits settled? Are there any criminal charges? Is there anything left with Deshaun Watson that they're trying to figure out? Because it almost happened with Miami. You know, they did tell him or his agent, look, settle these and we'll make the trade. Well, not all the women were willing to settle. You know, Cleveland's going to be interesting. And Cleveland would be a great destination. I look at Cleveland the way I did the Boston Red Sox back in 2003. Like, it's there. It's there, and they're ready to explode. And I remember Curt Schilling talking about he could have gone elsewhere, but he wanted to be part of something that they would never forget him. And that is winning a World Series there. And that could be one of those Russell Wilson-type situations, maybe Aaron Rodgers situation, where you go in and all of a sudden, now you got to be sold on management, your coach, your owner. But, man, you get one title in Cleveland, they build statues. Yeah, Seton.
Kind of getting the sense that there's a franchise tag on the horizon for Baker Mayfield.
Could be. Could be.
Which sounds like actually a disaster that you would then be 3 years into not really knowing if this is the guy.
I know. And I, if you're 3 years in and you don't know, then you do know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tricky. But that does fascinate me. I would have, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, just shut him down. I don't think that they were any better with him with a torn labrum on his non-throwing shoulder and a healthy Case Keenum. I really don't. If you're running the offense, although I, after watching the Manning cast, I have great questions about some of the play calling there. But to me, Case Keenum, Baker Mayfield, a banged up Baker Mayfield. And, you know, I still go back to what was the philosophy against the Steelers? He got sacked 9 times. Nick Chubb is watching the first half. And then you're going, okay, I don't understand play calling here, philosophy. I got one guy on TJ Watt. He was in the backfield as much as Nick Chubb was. He was in the backfield more than Nick Chubb was. Yes.
I think that's the thing, though. How many of those 9 sacks are on Baker Mayfield? Because he's holding on to the ball too long.
Yeah, could be.
He's got guys wide open right in front of him, and he's not throwing, and then he's taking a sack, and then it looks bad for his line.
This program brought to you by Impeller. Empower your investment portfolio opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller, the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island, available now. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/impeller. We'll take a break. When we come back, maybe Jim Harbaugh to the NFL. Back to the NFL. Barry Bonds inching closer to the Hall of Fame? Question mark.
Excuse me.
And a pro football writer says that Aaron Rodgers is a big jerk, therefore he's not going to vote for him.
I think that's a direct quote.
I think it is. You big jerk, you! Sounds like something you say to your brother. Hey, you big jerk! But the football writer is not going to vote for Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. There's scareware now. Have you heard of this? It's a scam that uses scare tactics in the form of pop-up ads to get users to believe that their computer has a security problem. And the fix is to purchase or download their software. Cyber criminals can then gain access to all your information, steal your personal information. Every day we put so much information at risk on the internet. LifeLock is here to help you. They come to the rescue, detecting a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick so they know you listen to the program. They'll give you that special deal. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll come up with a poll question. I think Seton's got the responsibility today.
You know, Dan, it's been a long time since I've been nervous doing this show, but I am rattled today.
It's a thankless job trying to come up with a poll question. Do you have any suggestions? What, Paulie?
I just want to say that I was going to assign this to Seton last night, but I didn't want him nervous in his own head, staying up all night. It's kind of like when Justin Herbert found out 3 minutes before kickoff he was starting for the Chargers, and he was loose. I told Seton right before showtime.
But Justin Herbert played well in that game.
Oh, man, that's a real roll of the dice for me, isn't it?
Okay, here we go, Seton. Poll questions?
Luckily, as usual, Paul's come up with all of them. And you'll never tell from the wording of them, by the way.
Okay.
So why don't we start right off with the lead? Baker Mayfield is not playing this weekend because, he's injured and wants to get surgery ASAP. Or he doesn't want to look bad again.
Here is Baker Mayfield and talking about his health.
Yeah, I mean, there's an opportunity to win. I'm an extremely competitive guy. I think you guys know that. I think now it's time for me to start, you know, looking at what's in the best interest for me and my health.
Okay, why not a week ago is the only thing I want to know with this. Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, on Baker sitting out week 18.
Baker won't play in this last game. We're going to hold him out. He's going to get surgery scheduled really as soon as possible so that he can, you know, get back healthy as soon as possible. Throughout this whole thing, we have tried to make the right decision based on all the information available to us, constant dialogue with our medical staff, with Baker, all those type of things. And throughout, have really felt comfortable based on all that information that he was able to play and those type of things. So obviously frustrated for him, but just felt like that was the right thing to do for right now.
Did anybody ask Coach or Baker, like, what's different this week than last week or the week before? Whose call was this? Now, I know having all the surgeries that I've had throughout my years, that sometimes it's difficult to get on the same schedule with your orthopedic surgeon. Maybe that's what it was. I'm guessing Baker goes to the front of the line, but you know, maybe he's saying, you know, the Dr. McNally is not available and you're going to have to wait a week. All right, I'll play against Pittsburgh, but nothing's changed. I love when players are going to play, they'll play hurt, but you can't play where it hurts your team. And this, to me, there's mitigating factors here. If you're asking the Cleveland Browns 6 weeks ago, do you want to, you can shut down Baker and just give Case Keenum the opportunity here. I'm wondering if they would lean the other way and go, yeah, let's go with Case Keenum. Now they're not going to answer that. Just saying there's, you know, we probably made a mistake here. Yeah, Paulie.
Coach, if you had a do-over 2 months ago, would you shut down Baker and his bad shoulder and go with Case Keenum so you had a chance to make the playoffs?
You know what? I'm just looking forward to Cincinnati, and it's always great to have Baker there as leadership, even if he's not 100%. We know that 60% Baker is obviously better than 100% Case Keenum. Wait, did I say that? I think that they could have accomplished the same thing. And maybe more, as crazy as that may sound. Now, do I think Baker is better than Case Keenum? I do. But you're playing with an injured shoulder, and you've got running backs who aren't in there. Your offensive line is banged up. Who gives you the best opportunity to win? But that sounds like that was Baker saying, hey, I tried. I'm done. I don't want to play in that last game. Because if you're a competitive guy, okay, you want to play in that last game against the Bengals? Don't you want to beat the Bengals? That's a great rivalry. Now, it's not like the Browns and the Steelers, but Browns-Bengals, and in particular this year, finish the season on a high note, beating the Bengals, which may not sound like a high note, but for those of us from Ohio, we know that's a big deal. Yeah, Seton, you're grimacing there.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about being on like the losing end of a struggling quarterback when you go against the guy on the other side of the field is lights out.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I just got this bum shoulder. I'm just trying to figure this out, for Christ's sakes. I want to get paid.
Yeah.
Finally got rid of Odell.
Yes. Yeah, that was supposed to.
He was the problem.
That was going to change everything here. Man, people had high expectations for the Browns. I always get nervous when you have this team that hasn't been there before. Now, they were a playoff team last year, and they were a good team. And they, you know, went toe-to-toe with Kansas City. But the expectations, that, like Josh Allen, there was so much expectation on him as an MVP in the Buffalo Bills. Now, he's had a good season, but he's not an MVP. And Buffalo's had a good season, but they're not scaring anybody right now. Doesn't mean that they're not going to make a run in the playoffs, but sometimes, remember when the Eagles had the dream team? And we're like, oh, man, they're going to be great. They had everybody. They had all the answers. Yes, Eden.
That's still the funniest thing to me, too, because it's not like the Eagles said they had the dream team. Vince Young said they had the dream team. The backup quarterback called them a dream team, and now they're hung with it forever. Somehow Michael Vick is getting that stink. And you're like, he didn't even say it.
Yeah. Like, who's the one who said dream team? I did. Vince!
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah, Paulie.
Like Mario in the back guaranteeing we're going to win the Sports Emmy this year. We're doing it this year. Then you got to say, Patrick calls for Sports Emmy.
Just a few days ago, the Michigan Wolverines were blown out by Georgia in the college football playoff. Last night, the Wolverines learned that they could be on the verge of another loss. Jim Harbaugh is reported to have some interest in the NFL, returning to the NFL. Bruce Feldman, our friend from Fox Sports, The Athletic, I believe, as well, reporting that. The Raiders rumored to be the top destination. Harbaugh has NFL connections. He brought the Niners to 3 straight NFC title games, Super Bowl appearance. But we've heard the rumors before. It was 2 weeks ago where I wondered, well, 3 weeks ago, where I wondered, after some information, if Harbaugh didn't beat Ohio State, would he be interested in the Chicago Bears? Well, now you beat Ohio State. Is he interested in the Chicago Bears? Because he has to look around and see what James Franklin's getting at Penn State. Mel Tucker is getting in at Michigan State. Look what happened with LSU and USC with those jobs and what those coaches got. Harbaugh's had success in the NFL. But it's tricky with him, with Michigan being his alma mater. Recent success. Now, this could be just leveraging for a new contract, because if you factor in what happened with Harbaugh, remember he took the pay cut. He went from, I think, $8 million to $4 million. There were bonuses thrown in there, and he got $8 million in 2020, and it was dropped to $4 million, but he got a $1 million bonus for winning the Big Ten. He also got bonuses for winning the Big Ten East Division and reaching the college football playoff. Have things changed that much with Jim Harbaugh and Michigan in the last year or so? Yeah, Seton.
I think it's crazy that when you think of Jim Harbaugh and Michigan, you're like, yeah, that Ohio State win. Instead of getting humiliated by Georgia, they got destroyed.
If this was Ohio State and Ohio State had beaten Michigan but blown out by Georgia, then Ohio State, this would be like, oh, my God, we got embarrassed by Georgia. Nobody's talking about Georgia dominating Michigan, like truly dominating Michigan in the Final Four. It was, hey, but we beat Ohio State. Well, if that's what your game plan is, your motivation is, you got to think bigger picture here.
Yeah, it's like such narrow thinking. Like,
yeah, I mean, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, hey, you got blown out by Georgia. Yeah, but we beat Ohio State. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, good season.
You kind of got to get over it a little bit. I'm all for rivalries, but yeah. There's more to life.
No, but Michigan has been, you know, the fire hydrant, and the Buckeyes have been the dog and the big dog. That felt like their national title game. When they played Ohio State and it had that feel to it, and they played great, and it was a great game plan, but, you know, do I think Jim would go back to the NFL? I think he's 58. The answer is yes, I do think he would. I don't see the Raiders as much as I see the Bears, a former Chicago Bear quarterback. He's well-liked. I could see that happening. And I did reach out to a source this morning who said, not far-fetched. Bruce Feldman's a good reporter, not far-fetched at all. But my source said I would see Chicago before I would the Raiders, because I don't know how Jim would do with Mark Davis. Yes,
he still kind of feels like an NFL coach playing a college football coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I think I had the complete opposite opinion. To me, he feels like a pure college coach. Tough guy mentality, rah-rah mentality, saying those things. I heard a lot of people talk about Harbaugh yesterday, and there was two schools of thought. This is when you leave, you're hot again. And you may not be hot again, you know, after the national title picture.
Yeah.
And then I heard a lot of people say the opposite. You finally got Michigan to a place where they're in the conversation nationally and can beat Ohio State. Now is when you stay. You've reset that program better.
My source this morning said they won't beat Ohio State again anytime soon. Now, I don't know if that's a gutsy call, but my source said Jim knows they can't out-recruit Ohio State. They can't. You know, but they are set at the quarterback position. You're going to lose your two best defensive players, but you're not going to out-recruit Ohio State. Now, you know, also keep this in mind. It feels like it's tougher now with the transfer portal in college football. Like, I got Justin Fields. He's not going anywhere if I go to the Bears. I got four more years with him. You know, at Ohio State, you know, I got, you know, wide receivers are going to sit out the bowl game. You know, quarterbacks transfer all the time. It just feels like it's harder now in college football because you have to. It used to be you were locked in at least for 3 years with the kids you recruited, because if you sat out and you wanted to transfer, you had to sit out a year. Not anymore. And I wonder about that, because I always thought, you know, I would stay in college if I had a great college job. You know, these great college towns, the atmosphere that's there, you're a control freak. They're all control freaks. You're able to, you can keep an eye on your program and not have as many headaches as you do in the NFL. That's not the case anymore. Transfer portal? Who's to say Caleb Williams doesn't go, I'm going to go to Georgia for a year, and then after that, I don't know where I'm going to go after that. Because it feels like, hey, it's free agency. I can go there for 1 year. They'll take care of me down there. I got a chance to play for a national championship. You know, maybe I go to USC after that and help out coach there. You know, take a victory tour. Oklahoma, you know, you've seen the bands when they have the tour t-shirts that you get. You know, it's like Oklahoma, Georgia, USC, Caleb Williams. But everybody's open for business now. And everything, it's out in the open. So I could see that. But Jim Harbaugh to the NFL, until I hear Jim deny that, say that, then I would say a cautious possibility. Absolutely. Cautiously. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you want to play the Jim Harbaugh game?
Sure. I don't know what it is.
Too late now. We already started the music.
Okay.
We got to play.
All right.
The rule.
Okay.
A month from now, Jim Harbaugh is an NFL head coach, a guy with a big pay raise at Michigan. You can only pick one. An NFL head coach, thank you, or a guy with a big pay raise at Michigan. Dan?
I'm going to say a guy with a big pay raise at Michigan.
You're right. Oh, no, actually, you're not right yet. Anyone else?
Remember with Cliff Kingsbury with Oklahoma, and I went, he's not going to Oklahoma. He's not. And it was like, he might be going to Oklahoma. I go, no, he's not going to Oklahoma. Yeah, see.
You think Harbaugh, should he go to the NFL? I mean, not necessarily should he?
That's a different game that you're playing there.
I'm in the middle of this game.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
You
got to
play this game.
Sorry. My apologies.
Thank you.
Okay. I forgot the question, Paulie. So, in a month from now, I think he's got a pay raise and he's locked in at Michigan. Anybody going NFL?
I'll go NFL just to be contrarian.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Fritzy, you still are owed a pie to the face.
I am.
Yeah. Remember that's that?
True. The Broncos have been eliminated.
Yeah, that's going to come up on Friday. Yeah, Paulie.
Oh, he owes two things.
Yeah. What was the other bet that
he
we
has
had?
To make us a meal from scratch of my choice.
Ooh. But that doesn't help us.
It's more of a punishment for us then.
Could be poisonous.
Eating it will be unpleasant. Watching it will be both entertaining and unpleasant.
Do you trust food that Todd has made?
No.
Yes, no.
No. But it would be fascinating to watch. Like, he could lose a finger. And I'm being serious here. I think you could lose a limb if you cook for us.
It could get messy.
Yes, Paul.
He made blueberry pie for us a couple months ago, and he tried to open the can with the can opener. And he got it about two-thirds open, and then he decided to do the rest with his fingers, which was great. He was dipping them right in the blueberry sauce.
It got stuck. If he tried to pull it off, and like I probably would have had to get some kind of tetanus shot.
He went to get the pie, which was in the tin cooking in the oven, and he did not put oven mitts on. It was moments away from grabbing it.
I wasn't expecting it to be that hot out of the oven. I knew it would be hot, but I thought it would be like bearable for a few seconds to take it out and put it down.
You've never used an oven. Now, I wasn't going to stop you from doing it.
You were not.
I think it was Paulie who said, Fritzy, you got to use oven mitts.
He did save me from like the burn unit at the local medical center.
It's a true story. When I'm watching Fritzy and he opens the oven and he puts his hand in and I go, he doesn't have oven mitts on.
It didn't look that hot. Usually I was looking for smoke or some kind of sign that this is not a good idea to pick that up.
There's no flames.
Yeah. You know, maybe you could be Tyler's sous chef on Friday.
That would be a lot safer for everybody.
You know, maybe we take the S out. It just is, ooh, chef.
I'll be happy to be Tyler's assistant.
Let's take a break here, okay? Let's regroup, and we want to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation, where one of the NFL MVP voters called him a big jerk and therefore is not going to vote for Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about that. We'll get to phone calls. We'll settle on our poll question and our play of the day coming up next. If you want to achieve your health and fitness goals, you got to put in the work. You got to do it every single day. And that's why I support my daily workouts with M-Drive, the supplement for driven guys with no plans on slowing down, even as they get older. M-Drive's special blend of clinically tested herbs and vitamins supports your body's natural testosterone production, giving you that energy and that strength and that mental boost you need to compete every single day. You can go to mdrivedan.com. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. M-Drive does not contain testosterone. Instead, it helps your body maintain its natural testosterone production so you have the strength, energy, and focus to compete day in and day out. M-Drive's not for everyone, but it's for the driven. Visit mdrivedan.com for healthy T support, strength, energy you need to fuel your daily drive. You go to mdrivedan.com or Walgreens Rite Aid and Vitamin Shop. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric, completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Skyler, great protection. I mean, terrific protection. Now throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught. Malik Knowles, touchdown, Kansas State. All kinds of time for Sky, and he made him pay.
Skyler Thompson throws a touchdown pass to Malik Knowles. K-State roughs up LSU 42-20 in the TaxAct Texas Bowl. Knowles grabbed a pair of touchdowns in the game. First Kansas State player with multiple touchdown receptions in a bowl game since Tyler Lockett, 2015 Alamo Bowl. That is your play of the day, and the play of the day is brought to you by Mercedes, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that I've been talking about. You can win it. DP Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get the rules, visit danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com by February 2nd. Mercedes-Benz vans. I was talking to somebody with Mercedes-Benz. They were talking about the wheels on the Mercedes-Benz. I have not heard this expression before, but I'm probably not in the right demographic. And she said, they murdered the wheels on that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, they murdered them. She goes, oh, they murdered them out. And I go, okay, that's a good thing. She goes, oh, man, you got to see this van. I go, okay. DanPatrick.com, and you'll get all the rules and sign up, and you could be taking home the van that Seton is going cross-country
in. Let's go!
And then he's going to be taking it out to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl. Yes, Pauline?
Get yourself some of those murdered wheels.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
What do murdered wheels look like?
They, like, blacked out. Like, the rims are blacked.
Yeah.
Oh. I believe. I could be wrong about that.
But I think that might be it. That they, yeah. Because I think I thought there might be, like, red on it. Like, those wheels are murdered.
Could be. Yeah.
But from sources close to me that might have something to do with it, be all black, blacked out or something like that. All right. Did we settle on a poll question, Seton, since that's your only responsibility today?
I don't know that we did, but I do have another one for you.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another option for you. Whilst voting for league MVP award, should personality / off-field behavior matter? Yes, no.
I guess I got to tell the whole story here, but longtime NFL writer, Hub Arkish, he runs Pro Football Weekly, a longtime Chicago sports writer. He was on 670 The Score yesterday, and Hub was talking about Aaron Rodgers and if he was going to vote for him for MVP.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. And so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice. Do I think he's going to win it? Probably. You know, a lot of the voters don't approach it the same way that I do. Others do, who I've spoken to. But one of the ways we get to keep being voters is we're not allowed to say who we are voting for until after the award has been announced. I'm probably pushing the envelope by saying who I'm not voting for. But we're not really supposed to reveal our votes.
Okay. He's one of 50 voters. It's like voting for the Heisman. I used to vote for NBA awards. Nobody says here's the criteria. If you want to factor that in, that's fine. That's his prerogative. I would like to have a little bit more definition of how he was hurting the team and the fan base. When he gets on the field, he followed up an MVP season, one of the greatest seasons a quarterback has ever had. He's led his team to the number one seed. He didn't hold out. You know, part of this is it's media driven in how the media covered what was going on with Aaron Rodgers, because Rodgers did tell the Packers his situation. Now, he deceived or lied, depending on the word you want to use, the media with this. Immunized, not vaccinized. But, you know, this is a situation where Packers knew what was going on, reportedly. You can say, was this a distraction? They were blown out week one against the Saints. Okay. You could say because he was not vaccinated, then he had to sit out the Kansas City game. Okay. Can factor both of those things in. That's almost like factoring in two bad games that he had. Because if I look at everything else that he's done, he's been the MVP. I did say at the time when he sat out, had to sit out the Kansas City game, this will be held against him by some voters. Well, we know one voter who is holding it against him. But, you know, we're not supposed to talk about who we vote for. Now, the votes are already in. They were in before the end of the year. But do I think others will follow suit with this? They may. There are certain sports, like football and baseball are different. Factoring in your character when it comes to the Hall of Fame. Baseball, we really focus on your character. Football, we don't. But then T.O. didn't get in first year. Michael Irvin didn't get in. You know, Lawrence Taylor did, but he was so damn good that they looked past his character. How would Hub vote for Lawrence Taylor for Defensive Player of the Year, considering he was a distraction, the stuff that he was doing off the field? But Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP. I think that's a part of the reason why he's playing this weekend against Detroit. I think it, and Carson Palmer's the one that first said it to me. This is basically an FU. Like, hey, you guys want to criticize me? Everything I've gone through, I'm still the best damn quarterback in football. Plus, you also have to factor in Hub Arkush is a huge Chicago Bears fan. He called games for the Bears for two decades. Does that factor in your most hated rival? Probably so. Yes, Eaton.
That's why I don't. What Hub said is so interesting, because Aaron Rodgers very well may be the biggest jerk in the league, but he still should be the MVP too. You could be both of those things simultaneously, a huge jerk and the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, Barry Bonds was that every single year. He was a jerk, but you couldn't deny what he did. Yeah, Paulie.
Hub also factored in the vaccination. Quote, they're going to get the number one seed anyway, but what if the difference had come down to the Chiefs game where he lied about being vaccinated, they end up getting beat. So he said that factored in as well to his decision.
Okay. You know, I go back to, and this has happened down through the years in all of these sports. You go back to Ted Williams hit 406, and he didn't win the MVP. Part of the reason why Joe DiMaggio, the 56-game hitting streak, but also the two writers who covered the Red Sox that year didn't vote for Ted Williams because they thought he was a jerk. So guy bats 406. Imagine if he wasn't a jerk, he might have hit 425. But we're not going to vote for Ted Williams. He batted 406.
More of a jerk. Star athlete or person who doesn't vote for the star athlete?
New poll question there. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers responds to it. It feels like he's responding to everything now. And I'm going to guess next week, when he's on with Pat McAfee, that, hey, what do you think about this Chicago writer who doesn't want to vote for you, MVP, called you the biggest jerk in the league? I mean, I would be asking the question, but
unapologetically myself.
Okay, I didn't like that when he told Pat McAfee that he's unapologetically myself.
All right. That feels like the kind of thing a jerk would say.
Sounds like an indie alt-rock band. Unapologetically myself.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
They started throwing muses.
Yeah. Four Non Blondes used to be.
Yeah.
I've always been unapologetically myself. Good grief.
I mean, I'm fine with it. It gives me content. Yeah. I might not always agree with Aaron Rodgers, but I will say every time he's on, he's a good guest. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We covered a lot of ground there, I think. Nick Wright from Fox Sports. Get his thoughts. He's got an opinion on Aaron Rodgers. And the great Al Michaels stops by as well. One more item as we close out hour one. When you're finished golfing, lifting weights, taking a run, you probably have sore muscles, post-workout discomfort popping up in new spots all the time. Your body is not recovering the way it used to. And that's why I'm thankful for Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons. If it's good enough for Steve Garvey and Ricky Fowler, Carson Palmer, good enough for me. I trust Level Select CBD because, first of all, formulated with doctors, there's a high concentration of CBD, and that allows you to feel it work immediately. And it's made with 0% THC. Apply the Level Select CBD to the sore spots and let that proprietary blend of CBD go to work, and you will feel it in 30 seconds or less. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP30. They know then that you listen to the program, and they'll give you that special offer. $30 off your entire order today. $30 off at levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP30. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.